Z94.3 News, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Despite the death of a one-year-old on Tuesday, the South Bend Police Department says crime is trending down right now. The data shows that overall crime was down slightly from June to July, though there was an increase in drug violence, aggravated assault, homicide, and commercial burglary. Car thefts, commercial robbery, garage and residential burglary, vehicle larceny, and shots fired were all down compared to the June stats, something that the South Bend police attribute to several factors, including extra manpower. Work is now underway on a new Mishawaka fire station. The city broke ground on the new building next to Liberty School on McKinley Avenue Thursday morning. This will replace the current Station 2, which is around the corner on Main Street. That building is now more than 60 years old. The new station will be more than four times bigger. The $12 million project is expected to be completed in the fall of 2024. The November ballot is set in the race for Goshen mayor. The Elkhart County Republican Party chose Ben Rogers as their nominee at a caucus on Wednesday night. Rogers replaces Bill Malone, who withdrew last month as the elected nominee. Rogers will face Mayor Gina Leakty, who the Democratic Party selected earlier this year to fill the rest of Jeremy Stutzman's term and picked her to be on the November ballot. Elkhart police are investigating two separate shootings and one shots fired incident at River Run Apartments. Police do not believe the shootings are related. Just before 9 p.m. Wednesday, police responded to a shooting call in the 700 block of Monroe Street, where they found an 18-year-old male suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. During their investigation, officers arrested 19-year-old Tyrese Jackson of Elkhart on preliminary charges of criminal recklessness with a firearm. Jackson allegedly fired gunshots at a vehicle and its occupants. Police say this arrest is not in connection with the 18-year-old's injuries. Officers were then dispatched to the 300 block of Middlebury Street just before 11:30 p.m. after hearing shots fired and found a 26-year-old male suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call Elkhart Police or Michiana Crime Stoppers. If you have a gun at home and want to add an extra measure of security, the South Bend Police Department is offering free gun locks. The police department wants to make sure you and your family are safe. Those gun locks are available at the front desk of the South Bend Police Department during regular business hours. Alexis Ellis, the daughter of ESPN college basketball analyst and former Notre Dame basketball star LaFonso Ellis, died earlier this year, the family announced yesterday. She was 31. According to a statement posted by her younger brother Walter Ellis, the family chose to keep the death private until now. Alexis Ellis died on July 1st of this year in her sleep, according to the statement and an obituary. There will be a visitation today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Granger Community Church, followed by a funeral service. The South Bend Cubs rolled to a 9-1 win over Lake County last night. The series continues tonight in Ohio with coverage starting at 6:40 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The Tigers picked up a 3-0 shutout win over Minnesota. Detroit heads to Boston for a weekend set against the Red Sox. The Cubs and White Sox were both off. The Cubs head north of the border to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays this weekend. The White Sox host Milwaukee. Three Notre Dame defenders have been added to preseason watch lists. Sophomore cornerback Benjamin Morrison has been named to the 2023 Jim Thorpe Award watch list, that award presented annually to the top collegiate defensive back in the nation. Senior linebackers J.D. Bertrand and Marist Liafau have been selected for the 2023 Butkus Award watch list. That award is presented to the top collegiate linebacker in the nation.
Z94.3 weather.
Areas of fog, then partly sunny today and a high of 83. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.